Something Wild is back again, as we are every Friday morning. I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society. You know, I think I saw a golden eagle when I was hiking Mount Kearsarge. Is that even possible?
You might have. November's a great time to spot golden eagles.
But I thought they were super rare in New Hampshire.
Well, they are, but they do pass through the state on their annual migration. Right now, they're on their way south to winter in the central Appalachians.
Ha! Snowbirds.
Yep. And they'll pass through here again in March as they head back to Labrador and northern Quebec to nest.
But how do I know that I didn't just see a young bald eagle? Aren't they dead ringers for each other?
Yeah, but there are subtle differences. When bald eagles are in flight, they hold their wings flat like a plank, while golden eagles' wings show a slight V, kind of like a turkey vulture.
Okay, so we're on their route to and from their nest, but they don't stick around long. But did goldens ever nest in New Hampshire?
It's been a long time. The last active golden eagle nest in the Granite State happened more than 50 years ago.
Hang on. What about Eagle Cliff in Franconia Notch?
You're right again. Eagle Cliff was named for goldens that nested there in the late 1800s.
So what happened to them? Why don't they nest here anymore?
Well, it has a lot to do with the changing landscape here in New Hampshire.
Well, let me guess. There are too many trees now. I knew you were going to bring trees into this.
Now settle down. We all love trees. But remember that in the 1800s, New Hampshire was open country and farmland, full of the kinds of prey goldens rely on, large mammals, including lambs and calves.
Whoa, that is big game for a bird.
Right. So as farms were abandoned and forests grew back, that spelled hard times and big trouble for golden eagles.
I suppose that all the pesticide use after World War II and thinning eggshells didn't help either.
No, sure didn't. So golden eagles really are rare.
But I'm pretty sure I saw one based on your description. Are they making a comeback now?
That's exactly what we're trying to find out. Some researchers here in the East have started placing transmitters on wintering goldens and tracking their routes.
And that shows when they're back here in New Hampshire.
Yes, there's even a network of wildlife cameras. I've actually set one up myself and baited it with animal carcasses. We have motion sensors so we can see when goldens are around.
Secret photos of eagles. Sounds pretty cool.
Well, they're not too secret. We've posted a few shots online for everyone to see. Head over to the Something Wild page at nhpr.org. You can see candid photos we've captured of the goldens and a link to some of the research by my colleagues.
And if you're heading out of state for a migration of your own, you can take Something Wild with you.
You can subscribe to our podcast at nhpr.org.
Riding high through the water.
For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forest, and NHPR. So why do golden eagles not fly commercial airlines during their migration? Because there's only one carrying allowed per customer.
Did you just make that one up?
No.